Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shabbos, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Ovid Gechavim, a non-Jew, Shabbat Lechabbos, that comes to extinguish the fire. So what should my reaction be? Can I let him do what he wants? Can I encourage him and say, yeah, do it, come on, go ahead, please, extinguish the fire? Am I mechuyev to stop him and say, no, you're not allowed to do that? Sagt der Mishnah. Well, ain't Oymrim, you can't say to him, Kabe, yeah, go ahead, extinguish the fire. Amira l'nachri is a shvus. That means to say, Chazal, asert. To tell a non-Jew to do something which you yourself can't do. However, I'm also not mechuyev to say to him, v'altecha, but don't extinguish the fire. If he's willing to do it on his own, that's fine. Dipnei she'ein shvisase aleyan, because his resting is not their responsibility. On the other hand, I will cut in Shabbat Lechabes. But if a boy under 13 or a girl under 12 comes to extinguish a fire, ain't shayim eloi, we can't listen to him. Because his resting is their responsibility. Even if the little child says, oh, I better do this on my own. No, you have to say you can't do that on Shabbos. The Ramban says, we know this from the Pasuk, Leisasechol melacha ato ivincha ivitecha. You shall do no work, neither you, your son, or your daughter. Now, who does this refer to? The sons and daughters who are bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah already? They're mechuyev on their own to be shomer Shabbos, to be shomer all the mitzvahs. So it must be referring to children who are still young. They may not have a personal responsibility, but we are not allowed to allow them to do it. Now, there are many complicated halachis over here. Can a little boy bring a pekala to shul for himself? It depends what age, as long as he's not doing it for you outright. It depends also on the maturity of the child. It depends also what exactly the child is doing, for whom he's doing, how much he understands. These are complicated halachas. And of course, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, one day you're going to learn the Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Ega about this, and the Mishnah Brura, and Simishin Lamed Dalid. But for right now, just remember, if your little brother or sister are coming and they want to do something for you, which is Asar HaShabbos, tell them, no, it's Shabbos. Which is a good thing to tell ourselves also, every Shabbos.